بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد سيد الأولين والآخرين، وعلى جميع إخوانه من النبيين والمرسلين، وآل كل وصحب كل ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. All praise is due to Allah, and may Allah raise the rank of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and protect his nation from that which he fears for them. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, let us first have the proper intention in our hearts to attend the lesson for the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We started talking about al-riba, the usurious gain. And we mentioned the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that means every lending contract that generates by its terms a benefit for the lender only or him and the borrower is a case of riba. That means if you lend someone an amount of money and you put a condition that I lend you this $1,000, for instance, but I want him back $1,100. So you put a condition to get your money and something extra on top. This is called riba. Also, for instance, if you say, I lend you this amount of money, but till you pay me back, I want to use your car for free. That's a benefit for the lender in that case. Sometimes it could be any other benefit that goes under the riba. One example is, for instance, let us say there was an owner for a factory and there was a worker. And that worker is a tailor, for instance. He makes one shirt, and he takes for every shirt he finishes, let us say $10. That's his price. Normally he takes for each shirt $10. He became in need to money. He went to the supervisor or to the manager, and he said to him, look, I want that amount of money. I want you to lend me $5,000 or $10,000, for instance. Now, the manager or the owner of the company might say to that person, I'll lend you the $10,000 with one condition, that you continue working for me, but instead of taking $10 per shirt, till you pay me off the whole debt, you take $8. So he reduced the fare that he used to give him for each shirt. Why? For what reason? Because of the debt. And this is called riba as well. People might have a land and they want to plow this land and plant it with, let us say, different types of, could be vegetables, but they need an amount of money to buy some machineries for the field, let us say. They might go to a person to buy from him and they don't have money. He might say, I'll lend you this amount of money, but with one condition. When you reap the vegetables or the trees or whatever, for instance, you get, you sell me what you get for a cheaper price than the market value. Let us say they give for other trades persons, for instance, for their amount, they sell him for a cheaper price. Why? Because he lent them that amount of money. So once the debt is linked in any way to a benefit for the lender or for the lender and the borrower, then it is haram. And this is a type of riba, and this is narrated by Al-Bayhaqi. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also in the hadith spoke about other types of riba. In one hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam talked about three types of riba. And these are the ones that we are going to talk about in detail now. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Al-zahabu bil-zahab." الذهب بالذهب, selling gold for gold. والفضة بالفضة, selling silver for silver. والبر بالبر, wheat for wheat. والشعير بالشعير, barley for barley. والملح بالملح, salt for salt. والتمر بالتمر, dates for dates. Riban, which means it's a case of riba. إلا مثلا بمثل, يدا بيد, سواء بسواء. Unless equal quantities of the same kind are exchanged and mutual delivery of the goods in the same session is made. Then the Prophet continued by saying, فَإِذَا اخْتَلَفَتْ هَذِهِ الْأَصْنَافِ فَبِيعُوا كَيْفَ شِئْتُمْ إِذَا كَانَ يَدًا بِيَدٍ. However, if the exchange types are different, then sell the way you want along with delivering the goods in the same session. So let us talk about these three types. The first one, if you are selling gold for gold, silver for silver, wheat for wheat, barley for barley, dates for dates, salt for salt. So here we know that the Prophet mentioned what here? Mentioned gold and silver. So out of the precious stones, gold and silver, riba can be in a case when you are selling gold for silver. And also the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam talked about the food. And he gave us examples about wheat, barley, dates, and salt. So a riba can happen when exchanging gold for gold or gold for silver. And it can happen when exchanging food for food, whether of the same type or different type. So here you have to be careful. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned in this hadith that if we are selling gold for gold, silver for silver, salt for salt, dates for dates, what do you like notice here? Gold for gold, silver for silver, salt for salt, wheat for wheat, barley for barley, what do you notice? The same type. Exchanging, same type. And it doesn't matter like where it grew, because sometimes you might have Egyptian rice and American rice, but this is called rice Islamically. So it's of the same type. Exchanging gold for gold, silver for silver, or wheat for wheat, for instance, because they are of the same type, then three conditions must be met in order for that selling not to be a case of riba. I'll remind you, consuming riba is one of the major sins. Even the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned us against riba, and in the Quran, there are some verses in the Quran that threaten the one who consumes riba. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَذَرُوا مَا بَقِيَ مِنَ الرِّبَا إِن كُنتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. Fear Allah and stay away from al-riba. فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا فَأْذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَإِن تُبْتُمْ فَلَكُمْ رُؤُوسُ أَمْوَالِكُمْ لَا تَظْلِمُونَ وَلَا تُظْلَمُونَ. So if you are dealing with riba and you want to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what do you do? You take the capital money you invested in that thing. All what you take is your capital money. You do not take the money that generated from that transaction or that contract, which is a case of riba. You take only what you used. Let us say you gave someone money to use them in order to take interest on him. You gave him 100,000. And he started using this money and giving you your money and on top. So he's not going to pay you 100,000, 100 and on top something. Let us say 10, 20, whatever. Riba, interest on him. This is riba. If you want to stop committing that type of haram, which is riba, what do? You take back only the capital money you invested, the 100,000. Now the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned in this hadith that three conditions must be met in order to avoid falling into a case of riba. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Illa mislam bi misl." Now, illa mislam bi misl, that means equal quantities. They have to be equal quantities. How do we know they are equal? In what can be weighed, then by weighing. Like gold, how do you know this amount of gold is equal to that amount of gold? How do we know? Gold, silver, how do we know? Weight. We use the scale. If they are of the same weight, that means they are equal quantities. Let us say 50 grams, 50 grams. 20 grams for 20 grams. These are equal quantities. Now that when it is something that can be weighed. But if it is something that usually the Arabs in the past used not to weigh when selling, rather they used to use a special container. That what is called al-mikyal. They used to use mikyal. For instance, let us say a container. They would say, I'll give you one of this, for instance, with one of what you've got, for instance. So this is called mikyal, special container, whether it is big container or small container. You know, the sa' of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam even is still present in the land of Hijaz up to now. Sa' is 4 muds. Every mud is the average size hands cupped together. This is called mud. So when you have, that's one mud. And if you have 4 of them, what do we call this? That's sa'. 4 of them is sa'. Now, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to make one sa' like this. And the people of Medina knew what sa' means with the hands of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So they knew that amount, how much does it give? So they made like a special container, and this is like the sa' of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So they started using that container as a sa'. Now, things such as dates, wheat, barley, you can know whether they are equal or not equal. How? By the container, not by weighing them. Now, by weight, they know if they are equal or not. Now, but Islamically, the consideration of these type of things is by the container, as people of Al-Madina, the Ahl al-Salaf, used to deal with each other at that time. So if we are selling wheat for wheat, we need to see if they are of the same quantity. If we are selling barley for barley, we have to make sure it is of the same quantity. If we are selling gold for gold, we have to make sure it is of the same weight. Weight. And when we say here of the same weight, we're talking about the exact amount of gold for the exact amount of gold. For instance, if you have a piece of gold, 50 grams of gold, but 21 carat, for instance, you cannot sell this 50 gram of gold, 21 carat, for a 50 gram of gold, 18 carat, for instance. Because the amount of gold in that one, the 21 carat, is not as the amount of the gold in the 18 carat. It's not of the same. That's why, like, if you go higher, it's more expensive. If you go lower, it's cheaper. Like, if you're talking about 18 carat is cheaper than 21 carat of the gold. 9, even cheaper. 9, even cheaper. So, When you are selling gold for gold, what you have to take into consideration, it is of the same amount, the same weight. Some people might do something, subhanAllah. A lady might go to a shop and see a piece of gold there. She might say to that person, look, how much is this one? He might say, $800. She would show him one of her jewelries, for instance. How much do you take this? He would say, 600 or 500. She might say, I want to sell you this piece of gold for that piece of gold you have there. They exchange that piece of gold for that piece of gold, but there's still how many, like let's say $300 difference. She might pay him on top $300. Now, in that case, she sold gold for gold. It doesn't matter if she gave him more dollars on top, but the exchange happened between what and what? Gold and gold, different weight. So one is different from the other. In that case, because the weight is not the same, that means both quantities are not the same, although they are of the same type, this is a case of riba. Same when you are selling gold, silver for silver. For instance, let us say I'm wearing a silver ring, for instance. Another person had, let us say, another like ring that is silver as well, but it's different from this one. See what the one that they call it mahbas for engagement, they buy it for engagement, it's different. Let us say a person would say to that person, would you give me this for that? If they both agree, they exchange this ring of silver with that ring of silver, but the weight of this ring is different from the weight of that ring. So they exchange silver for silver, the quantity in which is not the same. And this is a case of riba, as Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. So I'll repeat what the Prophet said, الذهب بالذهب والفضة بالفضة والقمح بالقمح والشعير بالشعير والملح بالملح والتمر بالتمر ربا إلا مثلا بمثل. So number one, they have to be of the same quantity. This is number one, keep it in your mind. Same quantity when we are selling gold for gold, silver for silver, wheat for wheat. We're talking about the same amount, the same kind. When we are exchanging two items of the same type, silver and silver, gold and gold, for instance, wheat and wheat, they have to be of the same quantity, either by weight or by container. This is number one. Then the second thing, second condition, a lady, let us say, for instance, bought a bracelet, for instance, that is 80 grams. Another lady bought same one, 80 grams. Same amount of gold in each bracelet. Then what happened? One of them got some dirt on it. And she wanted to go to a special place. Then the other one said to her, look, I agree, I'll take this yours, I'll give you my one. So she exchanged her bracelet for her bracelet. They are of the same amount of gold. So yeah, they met one condition, which is mithlan bi mithl, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. Now, in order for that also transaction to be halal, not to be a case of riba, another two conditions must be met. Yadan biyad sawa and bisawa. Yadan biyad, they have to exchange the two items in the same session. So I give you what I bought from you, and you take what you bought from me. That exchange has to be in the same session as well. They cannot make the contract between each other, then they leave, and no one gets what he bought, for instance. This is Islamically a case of riba. And this is called riba al-yad aw al-iftiraq bighayri taqabud. They left, that one walked away, that one walked away, after they made the contract between them, but none of them took what he purchased. This is a case of riba. Let us say, for instance, you have weight, I have weight, you have a piece of gold, I have a piece of gold, and we wanted to sell this for that one. They are of the same quantity exactly. Then I said to you, I sold you this one for the one in your hand. You said, I accept. So we made the contract. We agreed. After we conducted that contract, after we finished our session, you went home, I went home, I kept mine in my hand, you kept yours in your hand. So no exchange happened. This is a case of riba as well. And also, another like condition, that's the third condition, they must not defer getting what they bought or sold, for instance. There shouldn't be any delay in receiving the item. So if I have it in my hand, and I say to you, I'll sell you this one for that piece of gold you have. So gold for gold. And you said, I accept. But you said, I'll give it to you after 1 hour. I'll give it to you after 2 hours. I'll give it to you tomorrow. And we leave. So I took, or you took mine, but I didn't take yours. You said to me, I'll give it to you tomorrow. This is a case of riba. And this is called riba an-nasi'a. There is a delay in this case, and there is haram, forbidden. Even if you say, I'll give it to you after half an hour. See, half an hour? If you delay for half an hour, that would be considered as a case of riba in that case. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, فَإِذَا اخْتَلَفَتْ هَذِي الْأَصْنَافَ فَبِيعُوا كَيْفَ شِئْتُمْ إِذَا كَانَ يَدًا بِيَنْ. What about if I'm selling gold for silver? So different types now. Or wheat for barley. Wheat for salt. So food and food. The two items are food, but they are of different types. The Prophet said, فَبِيعُوا كَيْفَ شِئْتُمْ إِذَا كَانَ يَدًا بِيَدْ. That means, here in that case, one condition is dropped, which is the equity. Here in that case, even if they are not equal, even if they are not equal, it's not haram. But with one condition, the Prophet said, إِذَا كَانَ يَدًا بِيَدٍ. That means they have to exchange the two items in the same session. So, no deferring of receiving one of the items or both of them, and they exchange the two items in the same session. You can sell for money. I can say to you, for instance, look, I want to sell you this 50 grams of gold for, let us say, $500. I can do this. So I give you that piece of gold, and I take $500 from you. Then I buy the other one for money. So I'm not exchanging gold for gold. Here what's happening in this case, they are selling gold for gold and not of the same quantity. The weight is different. This is a case of riba. Now a person might say to you, why a person is doing this, for instance? Why we have to do all that, for instance, instead of, you say, if I exchange gold for gold, that's forbidden. But if I sell the gold for money, then I purchase with the money that I've got another piece of gold, that would be fine, accepted. We say, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam even taught us to do this. How? Listen to this. There is a hadith. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam came into Al-Madinah one day. He came into Al-Madinah. He passed by a person who was selling dates.
But what dates? The number one quality, best quality of dates in Medina. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tasted that date. He found it tasted him like very good. He said to that person, "Are all the dates of Medina like this type?" That person said to the Prophet, "No, O Messenger of Allah, but rather, we buy one sa' of this good quality dates for two sa' of the second grade quality dates." So they had different types. They give two sa', the one that says every sa' is four amdad. So they give two sa' of that, let us say, second grade dates for one sa' of the first grade dates. So he's actually selling dates for dates, but what about the quantity? Is it same or different?
Different.
It's different. The Prophet said, "Don't do this. لا تفعل هذا." This is a type of riba. Then the Prophet guided him to what to do. He said, "بيع الجمعة واشتري به جنيبا." Meaning that sell what you've got first for money, not for dates. Then with the money that you get, you can buy that first grade dates. This is a way where you can stay away from the haram. That's why if you want to do something, you need to make sure this transaction agrees with the rules of Islam. So sometimes it's going to be very, very fine line or thin line between what is halal, what is haram. That's why you have to make sure you are conducting these rules according to the rules of the religion. Otherwise, you might fall into consuming haram with or without knowing. With or without knowing. Now, that person from the Sahaba, and he didn't know, the Prophet guided him that you cannot do this. The proper way is such and such, and he taught him. That's one case. So, when we are selling gold for gold, wheat for wheat, the same quantity is a condition. But if they are different, gold for silver, of course, no one is going to sell 1 kilogram of gold for 1 kilogram of silver, especially like in some countries, big difference in price between 1 kilogram of gold and 1 kilogram of silver. So you might sell 1 kilogram of gold for 10 kilograms of silver or 5 kilograms of silver. That's fine. Yeah, the weight is not the same. That's fine. As long as they exchange the items in the same session and the items are not deferred from being picked by each party. So they have to take the item when they exchange, and no one is deferred from getting what he bought. That's the condition. Two conditions. Now, sometimes they might sell this item for that item, and they walk together. As they're walking together, even if they walk for 2 kilometers, they haven't left the session yet. Even if they walk for 2 kilometers, they are with each other now. Before they split and everyone goes to a different direction, they have to exchange the items. Once they exchange the items and they leave, the contract is done, and here in that case they are not sinful because they already exchanged before they split. But if they split without exchanging after they made the contract, that is a type of riba, and this is called riba al-iftiraq بِغَيْرِ تَقَابُض. Now, another thing that is also important. We said gold and silver. So put gold and silver aside. If you want to sell gold for silver, whether gold for gold, or silver for silver, or gold for silver, you have to take into consideration that in such a transaction, riba might happen. Because these are from the most precious stones and minerals. Out of all the minerals, they are from the most precious ones, gold and silver. So you need to observe the conditions
Otherwise, you might fall into consuming riba.
Also, food, wheat for wheat, barley for barley, dates for dates, or for instance, salt for sugar. Different. Wheat for barley, for instance, or chickpeas, for instance. Food and food. Meat for meat. Food and food. So, also, like among the food, like a case of riba might happen. So you have to be like careful when dealing with such a contract. In Lebanon, for instance, it happens, and it used to happen. People might get 5 kilograms of rice as a gift, help, from some institutions or associations, charitable ones. They give away to people rice, oil, salt, whatever, things like this. They have 5 kilograms of bags, and they might get maybe 6-7 bags. You know, they send the father, then the mother, then the son, then the daughter, like instead of having given for one family, so they get more than one bag, for instance. 5 kilograms of rice. This rice is from, let us say, Egypt. Now, the quality is not as good as the American rice that they call it Uncle Ben's in Lebanon. It's a very long one, and they like it. They make it especially for special food. Now, this is rice, and this is rice. They might take the 5 kilograms of rice to the shopkeeper, and they say to him, "We give you this 5 kilograms of rice, and we want Uncle Ben's rice." That's different. He might say, "Yeah, but I cannot give you 5 kilograms of rice. I give you for that only 2 kilograms. And they might accept. They give him the bag, the 5 kilogram bag of rice, and they take from him 2 kilograms of rice, different type. They exchanged what? Rice for rice, food for food, of the same type, but what about the quantity? It's different. This is riba al-fadl. So they fell into a type of riba. This is a case of riba. It happens like this. It happens in a different manner as well. They take the coffee, you know, the beets, but the ones that are not cooked, uncooked, raw, they take him away to that place. They say, "We need coffee, the roasted ones." He might say to them, "Yeah, but I cannot give you the same amount," because he takes into consideration that there are some expenses in that case. He would give them for that amount, less amount. So in that case also, it is a case of riba. Even the scholars of Islam said, there are things that you cannot know. At-tamathul, the equity, cannot be determined. And in that case, you cannot exchange that thing for that thing. One example is bread. After you cook the bread, now to what extent the fire affected that loaf more than that one? You don't know. Because they've been exposed to a fire, and it affected these loaves, for instance, you cannot know that this one is the amount of heat that it was exposed to is the same as that one. There is no way that you can know the equity between this one and that one in that case. So you cannot sell bread for bread. Even if you want to weigh them, for instance, it wouldn't work. Because the way the fire affected that product made it very difficult to know the equity between the two kinds. So a riba might happen between silver and gold, and that's separate between types of foods. But if we are not talking about exchanging food for food, or silver for silver, or for instance, let us say silver for gold, Silver for wheat. See, that's different. Gold for dates. Here, there is no riba in that case. You follow the rules of normal selling. You follow the rules of normal selling. So, for instance, let us say, if you get a person and he's selling dates, and you say, how much is that amount? And he says to you, one piece of gold, dinar. You say, okay, I'll buy him from you for one piece of dinar, but I don't have the money in my pocket. I'll give you the money tomorrow or after 1 hour. And he took the dates. It's not haram in that case. It's not riba. Why? Because it's dates for gold. It's not dates for dates. It's not gold for gold. So it's not of the same type. And it's not of the same item that riba might happen. Like we're not selling food for food. We're not selling gold for gold or silver for silver. Is that clear? Also, you might buy clothes. Go to the shopkeeper. You say, how much is this suit, for instance? He says to you, $100. Okay, I'll buy it off you for $100. He says, I sold it to you. You took it. But you said, look, I don't have money now. I'll get my wages, my payment on Thursday. I'll come to you on Thursday, give you money. He says, don't worry, go. That's not haram. That's fine. And Allah knows best. We say La ilaha illallah 3 times.